Welcome to the Trochia podcast series.
Hi, Fred Gladney here. If you were with us last time, we talked about the importance of training ourselves to be more godly Christians. Oh, we're born again, but many Christians are depressed and empty. Why? We're born again, but we're not growing. Growth implies disciplining ourselves to become more godly, to get spiritually stronger. Last time we looked at 1 Timothy 4:7, where it says, "Discipline yourself for the purpose of godliness." And discipline, in the original Greek language, gymnazo, we get our English word gymnasium from that word, simply means to exercise. So we could say, 1 Timothy 4:7, exercise yourself to become more godly. We don't want to exercise, we just want the results, right? The athlete who's unwilling to discipline his or her body by regular exercise and eating right isn't free to excel on the field, is he? The undisciplined businessman won't grow, and neither will his business. And the undisciplined Christian won't grow. Jesus expects us to grow, and the only road to maturity and godliness is through the practice of the spiritual disciplines. What are these spiritual disciplines? Well, prayer is a discipline. Worship is a discipline. Fasting is a discipline. Serving is a discipline. There's no such thing as spiritual unemployment. Giving is a discipline. But no spiritual discipline is more important than the intake of God's Word. Donald Whitney says, "There's no healthy Christian life apart from a diet of the milk and meat of the Scripture." Peter said, "Desire the sincere milk of the Word that you may grow by it." Jesus said, "Man doesn't live by physical bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God," the Word, the Bible. David said the Word of God was sweeter than honey in Psalm 119. Job said he treasured God's Word more than his daily food in Job 23:12. We have to take in God's Word just like eating. We absolutely will not grow if we don't eat. It just makes sense. We have to open our Bibles. Somebody said if every Christian who owned a Bible would open it at the same time, it would create the biggest dust storm in history. If you're a child of God, if you want to be godly, you and I can't know our God apart from His Word. He reveals Himself through His Word. He reveals the plan of salvation through His Word. He reveals Jesus, the incarnate God, our Savior, in His Word. He shows us the way to live our lives in His Word. He shows us where it all began and how it will all end in His Word. We can't know Him and we can't grow in Him without His Word. Yet Bibles are collecting dust. So let's get to the gym, God's gym, and exercise ourselves for the purpose of godliness. Bible intake is the discipline we want to look at. Again, keep in mind the end game, godliness. But remember, there's a battle going on between the flesh and the spirit. Our flesh doesn't want to exercise in God's gym and become more spiritually healthy. Our flesh doesn't want habits that are godly to take the place of deeply embedded sinful habits. But we got to get to the gym, and there's 5 workout machines in this gym that are going to make us spiritually stronger. The 5 are hearing God's Word, reading it, studying it, memorizing it, and meditating on it. Now, the first workout machine is easy. Hearing the Word. Pretty simple. Go to church. Pretty easy. Listen to a radio program. Download a podcast. Listen. Hear the Word. How's that a discipline? Well, it's a discipline because if there's no intentionality, we may only hear the Word accidentally or never. Romans 10:17 says faith comes by hearing. Another reason it's a discipline is because it has to be active listening, active hearing, not passive. In Luke 11:28, Jesus said, "Blessed are those who hear and observe the word." We got to get ready to listen with a desire to obey. Preparing to listen takes a little bit of work, but it pays off. So, okay, let's move on to the next workout. This one's called reading the word. Researcher George Barna said less than 18% of born-again Christians read their Bible daily. And a whopping 23% who say they're born-again Christians never read the Bible? Wow. If the Bible is God's holy word, shouldn't we read it? 2 Timothy 3:16 says, "All scripture is inspired by God," or in the original Greek language, "breathed out by God." God used fallible men to produce his infallible word, miraculously. Jesus assumed his followers read the scriptures. When the Pharisees asked Jesus if a man could divorce his wife, Jesus looked at him and said, "Haven't you read the scriptures?" John wrote in Revelation 1:3 that we're blessed if we read and obey his word. How often? How often should I read it? John Blanchard writes this, and I quote, "Surely we only have to be realistic and honest with ourselves to know how regularly we need to turn to the Bible. How often do we face problems, temptations, and pressure? Every day. How often do we need instructions and guidance and encouragement? Every day. How often do we need to hear his voice, feel his touch, and know his power? Same answer. Every day. So find the time. For me, it's early in the morning, right before facing the temptations of the day. And find a plan. There's a bunch of reading plans on the internet, in Christian bookstores. Read the word. The first two exercises were pretty easy, huh? Hear the word, read the word. The next exercise is study. Maybe this one exercises spiritual muscles you haven't exercised in a while, huh? What's the difference between reading and studying? Maybe it's just a pencil and paper. Maybe it's just slowing down. See, if reading the word is like a motorboat crossing a quiet lake, studying is like crossing that lake slowly in a glass-bottomed boat. We get beneath the surface for more clarity and detail. So we read for breadth and we study for depth. Pick up a good Bible dictionary. Look up that word you don't understand. The Bible says the Bereans were more noble than those at Thessalonica because they searched the scriptures daily. They studied. They dug in Acts 17:11. They didn't understand something, so they downloaded a concordance from the web. No, of course they didn't do that, but you can. There are lots of study Bibles and study tools. I use something called blueletterbible.com. There's uversion.com. There's bible.cc. Study the word. Paul studied his word right up to the end of his life. From a dark, cold dungeon, he wrote to Timothy asking him to bring his coat to warm his body and bring his scriptures to warm his heart and his mind. Over in 2 Timothy, the last letter that Paul wrote before he was executed. What's the problem with our negligence in studying God's word to draw nearer to him and know him better and see life more clearly? Here's what R.C. Sproul said. He said, "We fail in our duty to study God's word, not so much because it's difficult to understand, not because it's dull and boring, but because it's work. Our problem is not a lack of intelligence or a lack of passion," he said. "Our problem is that we're lazy." Unquote. Again, there are tons of great study aids out there, more than at any other time in human history. Okay, we've done three exercises. We're in God's gym. We're disciplining ourselves to hear the word, to read the word, to study the word of God for the purpose of godliness. This next exercise really gets at some muscle groups that may not have been used in a while or ever. Did you notice these exercises are getting a little more difficult? Like we said before, we have to keep the end in mind. What's the end, the purpose of all this? Discipline yourself for the purpose of godliness. Are we ready for exercise number four? Oh, you're tired? The gym's wearing you out? Okay, exercise four and five and how to apply them will blow you away. So we're going to save them for the next time. So get some rest. Rest in Christ. But get to God's gym regularly. Build spiritual muscles. Grow in godliness. This is Fred Gladney. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening. We at Trochia are committed to helping you grow in Christ. Please join us at trochia.org. That's T-R-O-C-H-I-A.org, where you can sign up for our monthly e-newsletter, find blogs, videos, Bible study lessons, and more podcasts, all dedicated to Christian discipleship. And make sure to like our Trochia Facebook page to receive short daily devotionals. Be encouraged as our Lord's grace and peace goes with you.